Hey, y'all. Take a look up. Look up. And for the people standing in front, oh, I guess the sparks have kind of died down, but look behind you a little bit. Look at the silhouette of the trees. Look at the stars. If a lot of you live in cities, look at the stars for real. Soak it up, because you're going to go home to the skies that you can't see anymore. And remember, this is what we come from. This is where we belong. This is what we're fighting for. I came to my first rendezvous a long time ago, just up the hill. My very first one was just a little bit up the hill, one of the places we almost went for this rendezvous. And some of the music we've heard tonight is phenomenal, and that was true then too. And I'm going to be a sort of a pale reproduction to try to give you a sense of some of what first inspired me in this movement. So this first song I think you all have heard before. A couple people asked me to play it. They're probably gone to bed, but I'm going to play it anyway. And if you know the words, sing along. It's nice and short. Well, if I had a dollar and if I had a quarter, I would buy for you a bottle of the very best small liquor. Big old 40-ouncer with a note that needs an answer. Look me in the eye and tell me, how can you say no to love? We'll move out on the highway, see the whole world my way, eat out of the dumpsters out behind the health food stores. We'll eat lots of sprouts and berries that are just a little scary. Sleep beneath the bridges on the freeway up. My karma is too good for you to worry about the crazies. Love everybody and there's nothing that I own. And all of the ex-murderers who like to pick up hitchhikers, take us where we're going and then just leave us alone. I fucking hope. So leave your daddy's mansion, which has suffered from expansion. Many times he can no longer find his way around. Say goodbye to the highlight. Say hello to my life. Look me in the eye and tell me, how can you say no to love? Well, if I had a dollar and if I had a quarter, I would buy for you a bottle of the very best malt liquor. So, Dennis, do you still have any of that whiskey left? Would you sell any for a dollar and a quarter?
It sold for $5 a shot.
Oh, it's all gone?
We made $100.
Excellent. Made $100 on the whiskey. So I used to have a bad attitude about country music, and I'm very happy to see that that is not something that you all suffer from. This next song is a song that I first heard Daryl Cherney play. I didn't know. I guess he did mention it was a country music song, but I only ever heard him play it and a couple of other people around these campfires surrounded by trees play it. And then one day I heard it on the radio and it sounded really weird. So this is a song about nature batting last, and I think there may be some Floridians here. Silver and for gold and leave me its toll. In the name of flood control, they fade their plans, they drain the land. Now the glades are going dry. Last time I walked in the swamp, I stood up on a cypress stump. I listened close, I heard the ghost. One more. So this one is a song that I first heard at Mount Graham. It's an a cappella song. You probably don't know this. The woman who created it hasn't been to a rendezvous for a long time. This is Amy Newton McCann.
Woo! Yeah! Amy Newton McCann!
So where we are right now, I believe, is in the Klamath River watershed. The Klamath River is an incredible place. It's one of those places that is the center of the world. And as I think a bunch of you know, the Klamath River watershed is blocked by a series of four dams, and the lower river dams have fish passage, and the upper ones don't. Maybe it's the other way around. And the good news is, there is a political agreement which has a lot of shitty compromises, but there is a political agreement to take out all of those dams. So this is a song about restoring rivers, and for the purposes of us here tonight, this one's for the Klamath. The old man was walking down by the river. He fought in the war just like his brother, and he went walking. In my dream, the old men and all the old women will walk away laughing from their corporate children and go walking down by the river. They go walking to where the dam was built to stem the flow of the river. He had shrapnel in his chest and a shotgun shell in his shoes. He had a monkey wrench in his left hand. He had those sabotage blues, and he went walking. The old woman reached the dam. She dug out her dynamite. She prayed and prepared till there was nothing but a match to light, and she stole away further down the river. She stole away in the moonlight, further down the river. When I woke up, I realized the dam had been broken. And the old woman told me the earth had spoken and was waking to the rumble of the rebel river. It was waking to the rumble of the rebel river. Don't fight the river. Don't fight the river. Don't fight the river. Don't fight the river. Earth is waking to the rumble of the rebel river. Later, the dam burst and the water rushed through. The authorities looked on, but there was nothing they could do but stand gaping at the rumble of the rebel river. They stood gaping at the rumble of the rebel river. Don't fight the river. Don't fight the river. Don't fight the river. Don't fight the river. Earth is waking to the rumble of the rebel river. Earth is waking to the rumble of the rebel river. Earth is waking to the rumble of the rebel river. Thank you. Hi everyone. We're gonna sing a really silly song that we wrote for a protest that we're gonna sing this song. It's pretty silly that we wrote for a protest and we didn't
listen up.
We didn't really do the protest, but before we sing a silly song, I just wanted to, because we were talking about Sean earlier, who was a really special person. And I also wanted to mention somebody else who passed away, like, I think it was almost exactly 2 years ago.
Yesterday.
Yes, 2 years ago yesterday. Ethan, who was a Cascadia Forest defender. Woo! And I met him when he came out to the Elliott with me to help defend the forest. And he was really, really young and had left home because he was searching for something, and he, like, found it here and was a forest defender, and I don't know what else to say about him right now.
He was really enthusiastic about flying squirrels.
Oh, yeah.
He had the best smile.
Uh-huh.
He had more burning passion than half of the forest defenders I know. He was 17, and it was really unexpected.
He survived a week-long rainstorm in all cotton.
People say that cotton kills, but he survived cotton.
Worst camp setup ever.
Yeah, he slept outside in cotton.
He just, like, set a tarp over a sleeping bag. It was terrible.
No, Ethan asked me one day, he was like, well, I only had one tarp, and I couldn't decide if I should put it above me or below me. And then I decided to put it below me. And that was at our last regional, and I was like, it's okay, just go sleep under the kitchen tarp.
I also watched him light his boots on fire and then just come up with a big smile being like, man, it's really just not my day. And just like walking away, like soaking wet with his boots on fire, being like, oh well, I love forest defense and this is great anyways. And I wish he was still here with us.
In all seriousness, I've seen one flying squirrel. I feel like I should have seen more by now, but it was because of him, because I wasn't paying attention, but he saw it. He pointed out and he said something really silly like, is that a mountain beaver? It was actually a flying squirrel. He was like, it looks like a squirrel, but it's so fat. And then we saw it. It was hella cute. Anyways, so I just wanted to remember Ethan. And
anyways, Ethan Braden was awesome.
He was.
And we love him. And this song, it's dedicated to him, though it has little to do with anything we just talked about.
3, 2, 1. I see you driving round the town with the trees I love, and I'm like, fuck you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I guess my tree sitting in the forest wasn't enough. I'm like, fuck you, and the police too, 22 years in prison for keeping trees living. some shit!
Ain't that some shit? And so the trees can express it. We'll just do our best with the fuck you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I ain't sorry. Elf twice your Ferrari. I hope it left you stranded there. Take direct action to stop your attraction. Cause the way you play your game ain't fair. I pity the fool who thinks this shit is cool. Oh shit, some clear cuts only for a few bucks. I got some news for you. You can go tell Kathy Jones right now. I see you driving round town with the trees I love, and I'm like, fuck you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I guess that tree sitting in the forest wasn't enough. I'm like, fuck you and the landlord too. 22 years in prison for keeping trees living. Ain't that some shit? Ain't yeah, that some shit? And though the trees can't express it, we'll just do our best with a fuck you. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Next up is the Road Sodas.
Thank you for that.
Road Sodas. Come here.
They're here.
They're there.
We're here. Yeah.
Right, they're there.
Ow! All right, that's a lovely, sound made adjusting that mic. What's going on? Are you all, like, protesting something? Are you just against all oil?
Yeah!
Did you... I bet you didn't walk here. All of us in our private jets. All right. That's right. Some people's voices are beautiful, and that's actually why we use a generator, so you can hear it over the louses in the back. It's really amazing that so many people are still paying attention this late. And we were planning on playing a little earlier, and I gotta say I'm kind of thankful that we played so late because I'm still relatively sober. Which is... I did that for you, people. We did that for you. All right. Well, we are the Road Sodas. This is Huckleberry, otherwise known as Huck. I am Truck. Truck and Huck, we are the Road Sodas. Also known as Sparkle Koozie. All right, we're going to do a few songs for you, and we're going to have a special guest rapper here coming up here in a bit.
All right, we're going to do a song here that is by a band called Blackbird Rum. And if you know it, you're invited to sing along. But it's going to have a surprise twist ending with our special guest. I'm not giving it away. I'm just letting the people know they should pay attention.
All right.
Santa Cruz!
Take it away, huh?
And Blackbird Rum is from Santa Cruz, California.
And to the bass
Jasmine.
Not to be confused with Kesha.
Or the other Jay-Z.
Or the other dollar sign.
Alright. And folks, you may already know and love her, but now you love her even more. This is Huckleberry. Isn't she? Isn't she wonderful? I'm gonna bring the talent level down here and do a song of mine. And this is on the fifth fret. Yep. Alright, so Before we sing this song, I gotta say, I think that CFD is a great organization, and I really love and respect everyone that works with them that I've met.
Is there any CFD in the house?
There's CFD in the house right now? Oh, is that all? That's not very many. Is there really? Is that all? CFD in the house. Make some noise. All right. So here's the thing. I just don't like your motto. And so I wrote this song as a response.
There may be hope, maybe even for us. We need a lot more people raising a rock. ruckus, start making a fuss, start giving a fuck, and get out into the streets and there may be hope.
Thank you.
really fucking amazing. Thank you, Red Soda.
That was, like, so good.
Is air ready?
I can go if you want.
All right, great. Here's air.
Disrupting everything we live in pain. Our animal friends are on the run. Nowhere to go when the job is done. Must we stand by and watch it all take place? We've got to stop this inhuman race. No compromise. No compromise. Defense of motherland. Home first! Corporations can't stand to stand the way that life was meant to be. Sister, brother, dine every day. Drink our coffee, look the other way. Must we stand by, watch it all take place?
Just remember three times and two times. You walk into the woods, see an earth destroying machine. You want to see that thing done, you know what I mean. You want to see that home dug steel well. Well, watch your back now. Don't get busted. Don't get busted. Fuck shit up. Fuck shit up. Fuck shit up. But remember, don't get caught. Don't get caught. So little land left, it's not long to last. We gotta do something. Do it fast. Use every tool in the toolbox that's made. But remember now, sabotage is a felony. no step code. And the worst thing that they'll do is take a pickaxe to a road. Sit way up high in the old world canopy and chant and pray. Just like Gandhi, just like Gandhi. Fuck shit up, that's right. Fuck shit up, he did it too, yes. Fuck shit up. Don't get caught. Say what? Don't get caught. All right, should I do one more or should we go on? All right, we'll do one more. I used to play this one at Rendezvous a lot. And since I like the shirt so much, definitely sing along. If anybody wants to get up here and sing with me, that'd be awesome.
Thank you. Sometimes we travel right down the Green River to an abandoned old quarry down Ivory Hill, where the air smell like snakes. We shoot with our pistol, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Bullenburg County, down by Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my child, but you're too late to ask, and Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Right.
Well, the coal company came with the world's largest shovels, tortured the timber, stripped off the land, dug for the coal till the land was forsaken, and they wrote it all up to the progress of man. And Daddy wants to take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the river where paradise lay. Well, I'm sorry, my child, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Well, John Prine was a great songwriter, and I admire him. But he wasn't an Earth Firster, so I had to change the last verse. And I let my ashes roll down the Green River till they roll down to the Roxbury Dam. We'll blow up that dam and we'll free up the river. We'll have paradise all over the land. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by Green River where paradise. All right, this song is a song that I'm trying to learn. So if I miss a verse or something else happens, anyway. Come gather round me, people, now and listen to me yak. All you buttons and your lawyers and your folks who push the crap, and your folks who push the buttons and your folks who push the bumps. Come listen while I tell you how I really like the cops. Oh, I really like the cops. I think they're pretty cool. I like them in my neighborhood. I like them in my school. I think the cops are wonderful. I think the cops are nice. And I like to have a broken jaw and carry a bag of ice. Oh, I really like the cops. I think they're really neat. I like it when they take my face and grind it in the street. Then they drag me to the station house and lock me in a room. Then I love it when they rape me up and hate us with a broom. Oh, I really like the cops. They make me want to sing. You know my favorite movie is that film of Rodney King. Somebody like you suggests that we should self-declare to Citizens Review. Oh, I really like the cops. I'm so glad that they're around to hassle me and ticket me for sitting on the ground. I really like the cops. I'd be so sad if they were gone. There's something about a uniform that really turns me on. Oh, I really like the cops. Just to see them get behind. Custody and I, and all the facts that the coroner's report gets chucked into a dumpster and overhearing word. And when I hear you saying something that you know is quite obscene, like how the cops are mean and how the cops are mean, I really think I tell you that you gotta get some class and help your local officers by kicking your ass. So come listen to me, people, now. All you doctors and lawyers and you folks who push the crack and you folks who push the buttons and you folks who push the mops, thank you for listening while I told you why I really like the cops.
That is not funny at all. God.
No, I really do like the cops. It was just so thrilling to get stopped on the highway down here and have them... watch while their dog crawled to my car.
Why do these people?
Okay, I've got a joke.
That's it.
Let's see, there was a couple of whales out swimming in the ocean, and the male whale spotted a fishing boat and said, Come on, honey. Let's go over and blow some bubbles under this fishing boat and see if it sinks. And she says, sounds good. So they took a deep, deep, deep breath and they dove underneath the fishing boat. And they blew bubbles as hard as they could. And sure enough, the fishing boat sank. And all the fishermen fell in the water. And so he says to her, well, why don't you just eat them? And she says, wait a second. I was okay with the blowjob, but I ain't about to swallow the semen.
Yeah.
That was written by a street musician by the name of Phil Free, who actually attended the 95 Rendezvous.
All right. Is Mick here and ready?
Did he perform?
Are you ready?
Yes, he did. Thank you very much. Appreciate
and
it.
And then on... Well, can we get a big hand for Uncle Dennis?
Yeah!
Yes! Masturbate and smash the state might be my new favorite slogan.
Well, how about procrastinate and outweigh the state?
I don't know. The masturbate really sold me on that one.
Good evening, cousins. It is really wonderful to pull this thing off and to see so many of everybody out here and having a good time, and I would stand up here longer and tell you a long and boring story about things that happened a while ago, but I have to tell you that seeing this many people like you all makes people like me know that we weren't crazy.
Whisper.
And thank you for being so fucking shiny. Let's go do something bad. All right, let's have some music. I'm done.